Hey there, we're Shannon and Jerry Arner, your hosts of the Arner Adventures podcast.
We're a minimalist couple driven by intentional living and adventure.
Burned out from 24/7 grind of running our business, we traded the hustle and bustle for something more meaningful.
We parted ways with most of our belongings and moved to the coast.
Listen along as we chat about life's challenges, share inspiring stories, and help you live with more intention and less physical and mental clutter.
Each episode is a step toward doing and being just a little bit better for ourselves and the world around us.
Life's an adventure after all. Join us for the ride.
It's the Arner Adventures podcast.
Hi friends, I'm Jerry.
And I'm Shannon.
We're back for episode 121 of the Arner Adventures podcast.
Hope you are enjoying the spring. Maybe you're doing something really great for yourself and the earth, since next week is Earth Day.
Oh, it sure is. And it's not just meteorological spring anymore. It's officially spring.
I know.
That's right. So it's time to get moving, y'all.
That's right.
Well, that sounded funny. It's early. Give me a break. Okay. Well, we're trying to do our part by having this podcast series, a 5-week series on the 5 R's of sustainability.
Just as a reminder, in case you don't know or you haven't been a part of these podcasts yet, the 5 R's of sustainability are refuse, reduce, reuse, repurpose, and recycle.
Yeah, this is the 4th week of our series, and that means we're going to dive into repurpose.
Be sure to hang out until the end, where we're going to share an exciting way for you to win a gift card from Earth Easy. Earth Easy provides solutions for sustainable living in the form of eco-friendly products like our raised bed gardens.
Yes, and we love our raised bed gardens.
Oh my gosh, we love Earth Easy, but we'll tell you all about that a little bit later.
That's a whole other thing. Mm-hmm. So with the topic being repurposed this week, you're probably asking, what is the difference between reuse and repurpose? Well, we're going to tell you.
They are very similar, but reuse involves using an item again for its original purpose or for a similar purpose without significant alteration. So for example, using a glass jar to store leftovers or using a shopping bag multiple times. But repurpose involves giving an item a new function or purpose that is different from its intended use. This often requires altering it, transforming it in some way to serve as a new function. So for example, turning an old ladder into a bookshelf or transforming a wooden pallet into a garden planter. So I want to make sure that we do say that last week we talked about the denim clothespin bag thing. That actually should have been repurposed. So my bad.
Yeah.
But you get the point, guys.
Yeah,
you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, to reuse something or repurpose it instead of always throwing it out, well, then you're doing great. I mean, look, if that's our big snafu between the two, that's okay.
That's perfect.
You know, we're all just on the road to sustainability, so it's fine.
That's right. It all leads to one place.
Yep.
So let's go through some examples of repurposing that you might find beneficial. Kitchen items. Turn glass jars into storage containers for spices, grains, or homemade sauces. Transform your old Duran Duran t-shirts into reusable produce bags for grocery shopping.
A Duran Duran t-shirt. It gets a lot of reuse.
Well, we had a closet full of them, so, you know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We had one.
You had one.
I think I might still have it.
I think you do.
Okay.
I've always been jealous that I didn't have one.
Okay. All right. Well, the next one that's probably, I don't know, big for a lot of people is household decor. So, you know, you can use items for household decor that you might not have thought about, or there might be things around your house. So let's talk about those wooden pallets we talked about earlier. So you can repurpose wooden pallets as like a rustic wall background for something or a wine rack. So we actually did that. We repurposed one for a wine rack. You can also use a wooden pallet as like a rustic planter or a vine wall outdoors. So if you put it, you know, near your garden, the vines can crawl up it. You can put it somewhere up against a fence and plant some plants that are going to be, have it as a background. It'll be really cool. You can also, and we do this, use old wine bottles as a way to keep plants watered when you travel. So if you have a wine bottle that's empty, which let's hope it is empty, and make sure it doesn't have wine in it. And you can fill it with water. And then if you have a plant inside or out, you can turn the bottle upside down and like shove it into the soil. And it will water gently the soil as air starts to release. So if it needs to be watered, the water slowly goes into the soil. If it doesn't need to be watered, just the way, I don't know, this magic stuff works, it just doesn't come out. So if we're going to be gone for like a week or something, we'll walk around and put wine bottles in our plants that, you know, won't be able to make it while we're gone.
That's right. Yeah. And I think to backtrack, the most important thing is you're refilling the wine bottle with water to put it in there. You're not using the wine that was,
that's right,
was in the bottle. Right. You do that, the next thing you know, your plant might be uttering small phrases in French and smoking a fine cigar. And then you'd have all different kinds of issues.
You know, that would be fun.
That actually would be kind of fun. It'd be expensive though to just
That's true. And then and then your plant has a problem. And then you're feeding your plant alcohol because that's a problem.
Right, right.
Ooh, you don't want that.
Yeah. So let's backtrack on that. Okay. It sounds fun, but it's probably not a good idea.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to talk about gardening projects?
Yes, I do. Repurpose broken terracotta pots into garden markers or mini plant labels. You know, we talked about that in our previous episode with our broken dishes. Not that we have a lot of broken dishes, but when, you know, one slips out of your hands and it falls into pieces, the bigger part of it you can use as a garden marker.
Yeah.
Same goes for terracotta pots.
That's right.
When they're broken.
That's right. You can do the same thing for jar lids.
Jar lids.
We did that last year.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. I painted the outside of the jar lids and then you did a little hole and hook for me and I just stuck it in the ground. It was really cool.
That was cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the next one is fashion and accessories. So you can upcycle denim jeans into a clothespin bag, like we talked about last episode. Some trendy denim shorts can be made into a denim tote bag. So you can repurpose old scarves as colorful headbands or maybe some fabric belts. You know, you can do all kinds of things, or you can repurpose that vintage scarf into a tote bag.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot of different things you can do with fashion.
I hope Steven Tyler's listening to this. He could get something with his scarf collection, you know?
Oh, man. He could have a side business.
He could.
He could. If Steven Tyler made totes out of his scarves.
His old scarves. They got to go somewhere.
Oh, my gosh. What a great idea. Yeah, it's a great business idea.
Yeah. DIY projects. Mm-hmm. Okay. Repurpose an old ladder into a unique bookshelf or plant stand.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one.
Yeah.
That one's really cool to me.
Yeah, but we're not going to buy a ladder to do that.
We're not going to buy a ladder. No, an old ladder, I think, was...
Yeah, but we don't have an old ladder, so don't get any ideas.
Oh, I won't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Convert an unused dresser drawer into a chic pet bed for your furry friend.
Yeah, I love that. I saw that on Pinterest. I thought it was super cute.
Uh-huh.
So holiday decorations, if you have them, okay? We don't have a whole lot, so we don't have to worry about this so much. But you can create ornaments from old wine corks or bottle caps. I saw that on an episode of Sesame Street. Bert and Ernie made ornaments out of bottle caps.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. It was a long time ago, but it did stick with me.
Yeah,
I never did it myself, but it did stick with me. You can also repurpose mason jar lids into rustic wreaths or tree decorations. You crafty people, that's probably spawning some ideas, but just be thinking about that.
Be thinking about that one. Tech gadgets. Turn an old smartphone into a dedicated music player or alarm clock.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Right?
That is really cool.
It's like you know, the issue with not wanting your phone in your room, right? So if you had an old phone that didn't work, you could still use it for the alarm clock.
Yeah.
And you could keep that in your room.
Uh-huh.
You know? Or it could lull you
to sleep with music.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. So there's a lot of different possibilities. It's, you know, if you want to stump us, just send us a message. We will try to come up with something that will give you a reuse, repurpose for it instead of putting it in the landfill.
Try us.
And now for the exciting news. If you don't know already from the other episodes and you just stumbled upon this one, we are partnering with Earth Easy, the sustainable brand that we got our raised bed gardens from, which we talk about a lot because we love them. Mm-hmm. They offer a ton of options for your yard and home, resources on how to live simpler and a less material lifestyle, totally in line with everything we're about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's some cool stuff. Join our 30-day Get Outdoors Challenge. It's free. It's an easy way for you to be mindful about getting outside more. And just remember, as always, it is 30 days in a row.
That's right. There's plenty of benefits of getting outside. You can listen to episode 24, where we have an in-depth conversation about that. It's linked in the show notes. But to enter the giveaway, you just need to complete the challenge. Head to arneradventures.com/get-outdoors to join the challenge. And when you do, you automatically enter to win the $100 gift card from Earth Easy. It's just so darn simple.
It's that simple. This link is also in the show notes, so head that way if you forget. So next week, we'll be talking about the fifth R and the five R's of sustainability. The fifth R, recycle.
That's right. Enjoy your week, everybody.
If this episode resonated with you, or if you know of someone who would benefit from anything we talked about today, or any episode, our guests, or anything, please share it with a friend. It's a great way of supporting the podcast and us, and we really appreciate it.
Another way of supporting the pod is by leaving us a 5-star review or rating on the platform you're listening to us on. Oh, and go ahead and hit that subscribe button, because that also supports us. We would love that.
You can always find us, links we refer to during the show, and any of the podcast sponsors at arneradventures.com or linked here in these show notes. And until next time, enjoy that journey you're on. We're wishing you lots of adventures.
Adios.
Arrivederci.
Au revoir.
Adios.
Sayonara.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Dos vidiniana.